It's just gone 11:05 Saturday morning. You're with the Feel Good Saturday. And if you like the idea of trying new activities whilst at the same time making new friends, then the Essex IVC Social and Activity Club could be just what you are looking for. To find out more about the Essex branch of the club, I'm joined now by their publicity officer, Wayne Marsh. Wayne, thanks for popping in this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We'll talk in a moment about maybe some of the activities that you get up to on a regular basis, some of the things that, you'll be planning for the future, because I know you're a very active club. Tell us a little bit about the history of the club first, though.
Well, Essex IVC, it actually stands for InterVarsity Club.
I've been wondering that all morning. InterVarsity Club. I thought it was sort of Roman numerals or something. I think IVC, is that 96 or something? InterVarsity No. Club. Thanks for solving that one.
We're one of nearly 50 clubs around the country which is affiliated to the National Association of InterVarsity Clubs. So members of the different clubs have reciprocal membership with the other IVC clubs, and members can go to events and weekend breaks, holidays, etc., organised by those clubs, the National Association.
Right.
But Essex IVC was actually founded in January 1968.
So, what, you're nearly 50 years old then?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Any original members still?
I'm not too sure. But I think some of them are, some of our members have been renew their memberships yearly and have been members for a long, long time.
Right. But you've certainly got quite a history there, so that's quite something. And what about the number of members you have? Is that something that stays fairly consistent, or does it go up and down?
The club grew quickly when we first was founded in 1968, and by the end of the year we were up to 150 members. And then we had a monthly bulletin produced listing all our events, but it was not until 3 years later that we had a pub night, which appeared in the bulletin, quite popular. And the membership has grown to over 300 in the 1980s, and then we declined slightly in the 90s. And we've put an advert in the Essex Chronicle Go supplement, and we've got our own website, essexivc.org.uk, and our membership is back up to 300, or just under 300.
And this is countywide?
This is countywide, yeah, throughout Essex.
So yes. You do activities across the county, various things, so that people can get to them wherever they live?
Yes, well, it's our members living in these different locations that put on the activities, either in pubs or restaurants or in their homes for other members to enjoy.
And what sort of people are we talking about? Is it open to, is it a specific age group, or is it open to people of literally any age?
It's open to adults of all ages, and it doesn't matter whether you're an individual or a couple. You can be of any age really to join the club. Most of our members age from 30, late 30s upwards, 40s, 50s, 60s. We've got retired people, but we welcome people of all ages.
And what sorts of activities is it? Is it one particular type of thing that you do regularly, or do you do literally just something for anybody's taste?
It depends. It's on the members' imagination, really, what they want to put on. We have a lot of regular events in the club, and we have a monthly club night, and we have different meals out, pub nights, walks, discos, parties, sporting events. We have tenpin bowling, quiz nights, dinner dances.
So literally something for anybody. I suppose not everybody's going to enjoy everything all the time, but there'll be certainly something for people. Tell us about the regular club nights, Wayne.
The club night is held once a month, and that's held by the committee, organise that. We have a nominated committee who put on events, 4 or 5 events a year. And one of those is the monthly club night, and anyone can come along to that. That's at the Marconi Club in Chelmsford on the first Friday of every month. Anyone's welcome to come along. And there'd be committee members there, and they can introduce themselves. We'll make them feel welcome.
And does that tend to be just a general sort of social get-together, or do you have specific things going on at the club night?
It tends to be a general sort of social get-together, really, and discuss some events that we're going to put on for the sort of following month, any ideas, any last-minute sort of events that members can put on to fill the sort of diary.
Brilliant stuff. Wayne, we need to take a break, but I'm very keen to find out about some of the specific things that you have done and some of the things that that you've got coming up maybe as well. Also to talk about how people can get involved, because I know it's a case of not necessarily committing to the thing on the first time you visit. People might not might find that it's not for them. And also I know that sort of it can be quite daunting if somebody's thinking about coming along on their own. Loads of things still to talk about, so do stick around with us if you can.
Phoenix FM.
It's the Feel Good Saturday. Alan Johnson with you for another 40 minutes or so. Steve and Aaron will be here at midday with Between the Lines. Very much looking forward to that. A lot of FA Cup action taking place today. Also some local action as well. Both Bellarickey and Brentwood are playing this afternoon. But at the moment, we're finding out about the Essex IVC Social and Activity Club, the inter-varsity club. It's affiliated with, was it 50 clubs that you said, Wayne?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Wayne Marsh is the publicity officer for the Essex Group. Wayne, you were telling us earlier on about some of these sort of activities you get up to. You've got your regular monthly club night at the Marconi Club in Chelmsford. How does membership work? Is it a case that people have to sort of come along on day one and join up, because people might think, well, you know, they don't know whether they're going to like it or not. Do you have any sort of opportunity for people to come and give it a go?
They get what they can do is look on our website, essexivc.org.uk, and that'll give you the details of how you can contact a sort of prospective membership secretary on 07891 927046, and they will talk you through sort of what events to come to and sort of introduce you and send you some details of how to become a prospective member. And you get a form, you've got to go attend three events, get three signatures, and then you can become a full member.
And but prospective membership, does that cost anything?
No, you get the 3 months free trial membership,
right, okay,
to see if you like the club. So that gives you can go to as many events as you like.
And then if you do decide to join after that, there's presumably a membership fee.
Yes, the e-membership is where you don't receive the monthly bulletin, which lists all the events. So at the beginning of the month, you get a bulletin which gives you the whole month's events that are taking place. If you just want the e-membership, where you'd go on our website, you'd get a password and you can log on to the members section of the website, and then you get a list of all our events that are taking place in the month. If you just want that, it reduces the cost for the printed monthly bulletin.
Right.
That starts at £23.
And that's for the whole year?
For an individual, yes.
So that's pretty good.
That's,
and then obviously the activities themselves, I guess, you've got to pay specific costs for those, because some of those are going to be quite pricey, I guess, if you're doing...
Well, it depends, really. If it's just a local meet in a pub or a pub meal that one of the members is organised, then some of the events are bookable in advance, because they're limited if it's a sit-down meal or something. Others, you just turn up and enjoy an evening, sort of socialising as a drinking pub night.
So there's a whole range of
things,
a whole range of costs. Now, you said that some people come along as married couples, people presumably come as friends, but do you find many people come on their own?
Yes, we've got quite a few, yeah.
What about somebody thinking about maybe coming along for the first time, never even heard of you before this morning, and thinking, yeah, they'd like to give it a go, maybe they're a little bit shy, coming on their own? Is there a particular event that you'd say come to, maybe the monthly club night, or would it be a case of talking to one of the members of the committee and sort of finding out what would do it for that particular individual?
Best bet is to have a look on the website, have a look at what, and then speak to the prospective member secretary, give them a call, and then we can be there. One of the committee members will be at sort of most of the events, or we have area reps as well in different areas of the sort of county, and they can be make sure that they sort of look out for them at an event. So when they walk, sometimes it's quite daunting to walk in a pub on your own when there's, you know, you don't know anyone, but we will be there looking out for them, and there'll always be a printed bulletin, an Essex IBC bulletin on the table,
right,
so they know where to sort of go along, and we make them feel welcome.
Excellent. So really nothing to be afraid of. And as I was saying, you do have some married couples come along, because you're not a singles club as such. That might be quite off-putting for people if they had that sort of image that you're a singles club or a dating type thing. That's not what it's about. Is it about the activities and the friendship, really?
Yes, and that's what's made us. That's why we're one of the most sort of popular IBCs in the country, and we've sort of been very successful. We sort of point that out, that we aren't a dating agency or a dating club. We are just there for a social and activity club. We have had success stories where people have met and sort of as members of the club joined and got married through the, you know.
Well, that's nice, but that's not what it's necessarily about. But if it happens, that's certainly a bonus. Now, you were telling us about some of your regular activities. You've got the quiz nights, you've got the pub meets, and you've got your regular club night, your discos and all sorts of things, but you also do sort of, you know, more specialist sort of one-offs as well, don't you? I mentioned earlier on this thing I read on your website, Segway riding. Was that something you got involved with, Wayne?
Not something I got involved with.
So are you able to put me out of my misery and tell me what Segway riding is?
Segway riding? No, I think that's sort of bit cross between sort of quad biking and motorbike.
Right? Oh, it sounds fun.
I think it's sort of like mountain bikes.
Too active for me. I think your pub nights are more up my street. Micro flight. You've done
micro light flying is one that I organised in Stansted,
right.
That was very popular.
Wow.
And I did take part in that and went up in that.
So people came along, never done it before,
and went up. Yes, yeah, so I got about 8 people, I think, interested in that, and they done that.
And presumably doing it through the club, doing it as a group, it's much cheaper and much easier than somebody thinking, you know, as an individual, well, I'd like to have a go at that. But actually, you know, you'd taken the work on there of organising it, and how much easier, and to encourage each other as well.
Well, that was very good, because that was just close to Stansted Airport. There's a private sort of airstrip, and we went along there, had a nice sort of cooked breakfast on a Saturday. Sun was shining, and we went up in this microlight, which safely came individually. The pilot took us up and let us have a little go.
Good on you. That is really impressive. I would have been very happy with a cooked breakfast and then staying on terra firma and watching, but good on you for organising that. Have you got any specific activities like that or events coming up in the near future that people might be interested in getting involved with?
Well, we've got... We do a lot of holidays and weekend breaks. I'm going on one in March at Gunton Hall, Warners weekend break. We've got sort of over 50 odd people going on that.
From Essex,
yeah. So that's one.
That's very popular.
And we've just got a spring music event, which is a committee organised sort of major event. Spring music event, which will be sort of like a disco evening, so we should get sort of 60 people.
Where's that going to be taking place?
That'll be possibly, I think that's in Chelmsford, so
right, so not too far away.
Not too far.
Do you have things going on in the Brentwood Billericay sort of area? Or is it, as you say, sort of as and when members of the club decide to organise something?
It's as and when. We have sort of, we have a curry club night in Billericay once a month. I just went to that on Thursday. Actually, that was quite a good evening. And sometimes on a Saturday, they have a drink and a curry in Billericay. Anyone can just come along to that. So that's not bookable.
I guess some people, you sort of get involved to the extent that you want to do. Some people, I would imagine, and tell me if I'm wrong, Wayne, but some people perhaps come along to as much as they can. Other people maybe show up once or twice a year.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, and some people, you can go to a major event which is organised by the club, like we have a summer dinner dance and a Christmas dinner dance as well, and you'll see people there that you don't see all year long, but they still remain members. They've remained members for many years, you know, life goes in certain directions and they don't attend as many events, but they're happy to support the club, come along to the major events. Others you see virtually, you know, every event. You can drop in and drop out as much, as often as you want.
Tremendous. And the summer event, so is it summer ball you have, is it? Where does that take place?
That takes place at, that's different locations.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, normally in a sort of golf club or sort of dinner dance we have, yes.
Fantastic. And your regular club nights are at the Marconi Social
Marconi.
Club. Nice venue, actually. I'm familiar with Marconi. That's a good venue with free parking as well. So when do they take place? Is that a weekend, is it?
That's on the first Friday of each month.
Right.
So at 8 o'clock. So yeah, if people want to come along and they let us use the members bar area that Friday, because it's not too busy.
Brilliant.
So yeah, we'd welcome anyone to come along there. There'd be many committee members and area reps.
Fantastic. Wayne, we do need to draw it to a close there, but thank you so much for popping in. If somebody's thinking they would like to come along, as you said, probably the best thing to do is to chat to somebody to see what might be the best event to come along to. How can they contact you? Is the best thing to go to the website?
It's best to have a look at the website, and that sxibc.org.uk, and you can contact, if you want to speak to somebody, you can phone 07891 927046, and you speak to the prospective member secretary and they will give you further details.
Fantastic. Wayne, it's been an absolute pleasure. The Essex branch of the InterVarsity Club. Thanks for your That's time it. This morning.
Thank you.
Wayne Marsh, what a nice guy. He is the publicity officer with the Essex IVC, and their website is sxivc.org.uk. If you missed any of our chat this morning, don't worry, I will put it up on the website a little bit later on, phoenixfm.com. Go to programmes and feel good Saturday.